My name is John Erling. Today's date is October 12th, 2010.
My full name is Eva K., middle initial K., Unterman. And I was born in Poland in 1932, and I am 77 years old. Soon, God willing, I'll be 78.
Were you named after somebody in the family? How did your name come about?
My actual name at birth was Christina Eva Teofila Wollmann. And as a little girl, I was called Krysia, which is a popular Polish name. I was also given, as is common, a Hebrew name at birth, and that was Chava. Chava translates to Eva. But as a girl, I was Krysia. And in my name now, when I write Eva K., the Krysia is for that little girl who lived in Lodz, Poland.
Where are we recording this interview?
We are recording it in my home in Garden Park in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'm looking out the window here. The sun is shining, and I'm looking at a beautiful blue of a morning glory. I am enjoying that view very much.
Tell us the town you were born in.
It is in Polish, Łódź. In English, it's Lodz, L-O-D-Z. And the Germans called it Litzmannstadt during the occupation of Poland.
Your mother, let's talk about her name, maiden name, where she was born.
My mother's name was Esther, maiden name Kaffeyman, married name Wollmann, W-O-L-M-A-N. And mother was born in Lodz, where my family lived for many years.
And your father?
My father, Markus Wollmann, also from Lodz. He was called in Polish Marek.
What is that?
In the Polish language, names change. So there is a formal name, and then there is a name by which people are known. As I mentioned, Christina becomes Krysia. Markus became Marek. That's very common in the Polish language.
What did your father do for a living?
My father was a businessman. He actually inherited that business from his father, who passed away at a rather young age. And my father and his uncle had a wholesale office machines business in Lodz, the early office machines, which were typewriters and adding machines and so on. We were not wealthy, but comfortable.
And so then your mother was home taking care of the family.
That's right. In those days, most women did not really work outside the house. My mother was always very industrious and talented, and she was knitting and sewing and embroidering, never using a pattern. She had a great imagination, which we all admired.
Brothers and sisters?
I have one brother who was born after the war in 1948. I was an only child during World War II.
And what is his name?
His name is Eli Wollmann.
Let's talk about your grandparents. They were a big part of your life. So
yes.
On your mother's side, your grandparent.
I never knew my grandfather Kaffeyman. He passed away. My grandma Kaffeyman, Yocheved Kaffeyman, was very important in my life. She immigrated sometime in the 30s to Eretz Israel, Palestine, with her two sons, my mother's brothers, who were ardent Zionists. And Grandma Kaffeyman came to visit us in Lodz with a return ticket. This was just going to be a month's visit or so. That was in early 1939.
Because of the invasion, she was there then throughout your time.
Correct.
On your father's side,
yes.
Your grandparents.
Again, I did not know, didn't remember my grandfather Wollmann, but my grandmother Helena Wollmann, I remember very well. She lived with us, and I will tell you more about her life after the war. Both my parents were patriotic Poles. They were Polish citizens. We spoke only Polish in my home. They were looking forward to the future of Jewish life in a free Poland.